section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Cephas, I seen your daddy in 1951. I learned a lot from that man. And he sang something he called the Long Gone Lonesome Blues. Now I'm gonna teach it to you the way I done it, and you just take it on like you want to. Well, I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. Yeah, when I got down the river, I was so lonesome I wanted to cry. I wanted to die, oh Lord. So I jumped in the river, doggone Alabama River was dry. I had me a woman, she couldn't be true. She made me for my money, and she sure made me blue. A man needs a woman he can lean on. My leaning post is done left lightning and long gone. She's low on and gone, and now your daddy was right, it's a damn long gone lonesome kind of blue. Now pay attention, son. Told me on Sunday, she's checking me out long about Monday. She ain't nowhere bound. Here it is Tuesday, I ain't had no news. Your daddy was right, it's these damn long gone lonesome kind of blues. What you think about it? More.
on both ages like you want to.
Hey, this is Wayne, and I'm playing the bass.
This is Rob, I'm playing the drum.
Jimmy Fastfingers on guitar.
This is Jason, vocals. We are Critical Limit, and you are listening to The Bootleg Asylum.
a band that was just sent to me recently this week. Band's called No Americana, and a track they have out called Walk. And man, I hope you like that. That song right there was sent to me from Rockaholic Promotions. Shaz, she's on the chat with us right now. And Shaz has a lot to do with Jamboni.com and the Rock and Roll Report, besides many countless other things. And it's good to have Shaz, Rockaholic Promotions, on the chat room with us tonight. And thanks to her for sending me that band No Americana that you just heard right there with their song called Walk. And like I said, I hope you like that. Good stuff. Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com. And this will be podcast number 55 coming up this Tuesday at section86.com as well as iTunes. And man, it's good to be back. First show of the year. And appreciate everybody who's taking time to tune in right now live, and everybody who's on the chat board. Got a nice chat going as we always do. And man, much respect to everybody who takes time to tune into my show and jump on a chat board. Man, you guys are what it's all about, and I certainly appreciate that. Man, a band out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Right before that, the band's called Critical Limit, and many thanks to Wayne, the bass player, for not only having the band get together and doing a little ID tag right before I played one of their songs, and also for thanks to Wayne for sending me the tracks he sent. The song you heard right there is called Crossroads. And again, the band's called Critical Limit. I think they got a EP out, and I think it might be called Mystic Waters. So if you want to hear more from this band, Critical Limit, go to MySpace/Critical Limit. It's that simple. And check out more from this great band. And like I said, many thanks to Wayne and a great band from Charlotte, North Carolina, right there. And Hank Williams Jr., right before that. God, I'm not sure if you want to call it a cover, but yeah, I guess it is. A cover of Hank Sr.'s Long Gone Lonesome Blues, but I believe it's called, Hank's version here is called Long Gone Lonesome Bluers. And man, just a fantastic blues version of the great Hank Sr. song, His Daddy. And I don't have the information. This was just sent to me last night. The host of LP Sides Only, he has a show on Thursdays called Lefty's Playlist. And he played this song last night, first time I heard it. And many thanks to Mike Kerr, also known as Lefty X, host of LP Sides Only. He was on earlier tonight for sending me that Hank Williams Jr. song, and I practically begged him to send it. And he sent it right out, and certainly appreciate that. And I hope you like that version. I wanted to get it on the show tonight. And I hope you like that Long Gone Lonesome Bluers by Hank Williams Jr. Started this night off here a while back with the band called Power Man 5000. And pretty cool track they got called 20 Miles to Texas, 25 to Hell. And I hope you like that right there. Again, say welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. First show of the year, as I said before. And as always, I tell you guys about section86.com and a lot of good shows over there this year. And a lot of good shows that ended the year. In 2009, you have Whiskey and Waterbeds. Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup, the host of that show, have been putting out a lot of shows, and good, high-quality shows too, man. Great stuff. You're not going to go wrong by checking out Whiskey and Waterbeds, as well as Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. And you have Hank and Chains put out quite a few shows at the end of 2009. So that's just a few of them right there at section86.com. Man, over this last week, I've had a lot of bands that were sent to me, links from a good friend of the show and become a good friend of mine as well, Heldorado. And he's been sending me links actually throughout last year. But he sent me a bunch of bands this week, and man, I was checking them out. And got a bunch of the songs I'm going to be playing tonight. And I got a featured artist also after this next set of music. I'm going to be playing a band out of Buffalo, New York. Again, another band that was sent to me from the host of LP Sides Only, Mike Kerr. And he sent it to me, damn, probably about a year and a half ago. And I'm just now going to get around to play the whole thing because it's so fucking good. And you got to hear it, man. Actually, I'll tell you a little bit more after this next set. But what I'm going to do right now, I'll get into a band out of Sweden. And this, like I said, this band here was sent to me by Heldorado. And the band's called Generous Maria. And I'm going to play a 3-song block right now from that band. So I guess I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com. Check this out. Generous Maria. Maybe an animal, but I am now slime. Now that was a pretty damn cool version of ZZ Top song right there, Precious in Grace. And what a cool band right there. The band's called Generous Maria out of Sweden. And many thanks to Heldorado for sending me a link to this band earlier. I think he sent it to me last week, but I finally got around to it this week and tuned him in. And man, a lot of good stuff on all those links he sent me. And throughout the night, I'm going to be playing a whole bunch of stuff that Heldorado sent me. And you're going to like it all, I guarantee you. It's really good stuff. What I'm going to do right now is play for my feature instead of a bootleg tonight. I'm going to feature a band out of Buffalo, New York. Now, last I heard, I think the band might possibly have broken up. I'm not sure. I know they had a lot of trouble with drummers and a few changes in the lineup over the last year or so. But what this is here is a demo disc that was sent to me probably about a year and a half ago. And Lefty X, the host of LP Sides Only, a couple of his friends, these are their kids, and they got this band called Double Eagle Standard. And again, this is a demo disc here, but they remastered a lot of these and redid a few of the songs. And they have a disc out now, I believe. It's called Burn the World. But what I'm going to do now is play 8 tracks from this demo they sent me, or Lefty sent me about a year and a half ago or so. It's been on heavy rotation in my car and car stereo for a long time now. And I'm finally getting around to, and I've played a few of the tracks throughout a lot of my podcasts, but what I'm going to do now is play the entire album because it's just a damn good one, and you're not going to go wrong here. And just check out, man, how hard these bands got to work, because listen to this music, and you just tell me how much better work could a band possibly have done, and there's a lot of them out there, I know that, but, you know, how much better can a band do than, you know, the music on this album here, all eight tracks, man, just fantastic stuff, good quality. A lot of them were recorded at different times at different studios to make up this demo. But, you know, just check out how damn good this band is. And I just wish they would get more recognition than they've gotten. And I'm going to do a little good I can do right now by playing it for you. Again, this is the band out of Buffalo, New York. And the band's called Double Eagle Standard.
You had, I thought
Track demo right there. The band is Double Eagle Standard out of Buffalo, New York, and they have a brand new album out, I believe. On their MySpace, it says soon to be released, but I think it's out by now. Anyway, this here is a demo disc that they did a couple years ago, 2008, and 8 tracks right there. I believe the album called Burn the World is out right now, or going to be out pretty soon, and a lot of these tracks that you just heard are on that, but they had they re-recorded a lot of them. And I like the versions I have right here on this demo, and I hope you did too. And again, like I said, many thanks to the host of LP Sides Only, right here at flapdaddy.com, Lefty X, for Mike Kerr out of Buffalo, New York himself, for sending me this band. Apparently, it's friends that he knew in school. They're his friends' kids. A couple of them are in this band. And Mike, the lead singer, been in contact with him a couple times, and I just hope the best right now. I know they were having a little issues with a drummer for a while, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on right now. The last I heard is that they might be breaking up. I really hope that's not true, and, you know, time will tell on that. But anyway, I'm not going to run down the playlist on this from this band, Double Eagle Standard, because I really want you to go out and get the album yourself. So go to MySpace and look for Double Eagle Standard and check out more information from the great band right there. And again, like I said, I hope you like that right there. Like I said earlier, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio, my first show of the year. And I got a lot of tunes to go here yet. Like I said earlier, after the first set, many thanks to Shaz from Rockaholic Promotions, and as well as Billy from Keep It Metal, for sending music out my way and help keep my show going. She does a lot of work for a lot of bands. She works for Jamboni.com, and as well as the Rock and Roll Report. And I believe she said earlier on the chat board that she has a TV show, and I'm going to have to find some more information out about that pretty soon, which is a way cool deal. For Shaz, she deserves every bit of it, and I wish her the best, and many thanks to her for sending me a track earlier. And after I played the first set of music tonight, or the second set, excuse me, I played a band called Generous Maria, and I was talking about the band, the last song that I played in that set called Precious and Grace, a cover of ZZ Top. But what I failed to do is tell you the other two songs I played, so I'll take care of that right now. Before the Precious and Grace, I played a song called Ripe, and those two songs there, Precious and Grace and Ripe, were off an album released in 2008. It's called Electricism, and just a great album right there. It's available on CD as well as vinyl. So if you like vinyl LPs, check out the band Generous Maria at their MySpace and look for the album called Electricism, and you won't go wrong there one bit. And I started that three-song block off from the band Generous Maria. The band's out of Sweden, and I started off with a track called Wild Child, and that was off a 2006 release, and the album was called Command of the New Rock. Again, great band out of Sweden right there, Generous Maria. And I just wanted to get that information out because I got ahead of myself in the last block before I played this Double Eagle Standard, and I didn't get all that information out there, and I wanted to take care of that right quick. I mentioned the other shows at section86.com earlier, so, you know, man, I appreciate everything they do over there. I'm going to get back into the music now. I've been having music sent to me this week, a bunch of music links, like I was telling you earlier, from Heldorado. So I'm going to dub this show Heldo Radio tonight. But I'm going to get off that track just for a second here. On last night when I was listening to Lefty X, he had a show called Lefty's Playlist. And he was playing some tracks on there that I hadn't heard for a while. A band that I turned him on to a while ago. And, you know, 99% of the time it's them turning me on to music. But I turned him on to a band called Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. And I'm going to play a quick little three-song block right here from the album he's got out called Bad Gamble. And I'm going to start out with the title track of that song, or excuse me, title track of that album. The song's called Bad Gamble. And again, this is Gus Lambros and Electric Mud right here on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. It's like
on. I hear the whistle blowing, but I don't know where I'm going. Man, where you going?
just fine till I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and back. And if I didn't go, I believe I'd blow my stack.
This song right here wasn't really a big hit, but it was kind of funny. Like a hog rooting up under a fence, like a flop-eared mule that ain't got no sense. I've been a fool about you for way too long. I've been a fool about you, and baby, I'm gonna get gone. Well, we fight and fuss like a dog and a cat. I tell you right now, I had enough of that. I've been a fool about you for way too long. I've been a fool about you, and baby, I'm gonna get gone. You didn't change. Baby, it's time for me to rearrange. I've been a fool about you for way too long. I've been a fool about you, baby, I'm gonna get gone. Well, I'm getting sick and tired of the same old fool. I tell you right now, Lord, my book's about full. I've been a fool you for way too long. I've been a fool about you. I've been get gone. Gonna get gone.
And that's all DIY right there. Do-it-yourself music. That is Chris Walker. And from an album I've been playing quite a bit here the last few podcasts, the album's called The Pinecone Incident. And first two tracks right there. And yeah, the rest of the album is just as good. Believe me. Fantastic stuff right there from Chris Walker. And many thanks to Chris for hopping on the chat board with us. And he's been hanging out with the show for a while now. And man, we certainly appreciate everything Chris does. And I believe he still has that special up. I'll have to ask him, but I'll tell you what it is anyway. If you click the banner at the top of the page or the Buy Now tab, and if you type in keyword bootleg or keyword radio, you'll be able to save up to 25% off on the purchase of the album. And it's, man, well worth it. I guarantee you. You've heard two songs right there, so that's proof. And, you know, you just heard it yourself. So I hope you like that Chris Walker, The Pinecone Incident. And before that, we played a couple tracks from Hank 3. One of them was called A Fool About You. It was a live track from the radio, I believe 2003. After his Grand Ole Opry appearance, I believe it was recorded on TV, a few of the songs. This was taken afterwards on the radio. And before that, we played Ramblin' Man, another cover of Hank 3 doing his granddaddy's music. And that was taken from the Melvins album called Cry Baby. And two fantastic songs right there. Covers of Hank 3 doing his granddaddy's songs. And good stuff right there from Hank 3. Hope you like that. And let's see. I started this set off here a while ago with Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. Man, what a great band. He had an album out in 2006. It's still available. It's called Bad Gamble. And I played the title track from that, Bad Gamble. And I played a track number 3 called Pops Blues. And track number 5, one of my favorite tracks on the whole album. And it sounds very reminiscent of Robin Trower. There's no doubt about that. The track is called Downtime. And like I said, as well as far as that Chris Walker album, this Gus Lambros and Electric Mud, you won't go wrong one bit by picking this album up and CD up and, you know, supporting these artists that are out there, man. It's hard work to keep them going, and they need your support. And I play it, and that's as far as I can go, and the rest is all up to you. So go to their MySpaces and leave them comments, and help support these artists by purchasing their CDs, and they would certainly appreciate that, as would I. And I'm going to continue on with the show right now. As I said earlier, I've been playing a lot of music from the great Hal Dorado. Like I said before, he's been a good friend of the show and a friend of mine over the last couple of 3 years. And he's been sending me a lot of music. And man, he didn't go wrong at all this last week. He sent me a handful of links and they're all good. And I'm going to prove that right now by playing some more that he sent me. This band right here is called Sasquatch and they're out of LA, California. And I'm going to play three tracks from them right now. So, again, I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Now, now it is time.
Yeah, just another one of those little old bands out of Texas. Austin, Texas, that is. That's Agony Column right there. And from what I understand, they're no longer a band right now anyway. But that what you just heard there was a title track from their 2008 release called Guns, Gods, and Guts. And played another track from that same album right before that called 4x4. And again, both those songs are off Gods, Guns, and Guts, released in 2008. And I started that three-song block of Agony Column off with a song called Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles. And that's a self-titled album from 2007. Again, another great little band from Austin, Texas right there, man. A kick-ass old-school heavy metal band right there. And I hope you like that Agony Column right there, courtesy of the great Heldorado. And he sent me a whole bunch of links, as I've been telling you earlier, last week. And I got a chance earlier this week to check out a few of them, and fantastic stuff. That was one of them right there, Agony Column. And again, many thanks to Heldorado for that. And that is pretty much my show tonight. Want to give a big shout out again to Rockaholic Promotions. Shaz, she's on the chat board with us again. And many thanks to her, Chris Walker. And don't forget to get Chris Walker's brand new CD, or actually it was released 2008, I believe, The Pinecone Incident. And go to MySpace/ChrisWalkerGuitars and click on the banner for the album and type in keyword bootleg or keyword radio and get up to 25% off the price of the album. And you won't go wrong there at all. And many thanks to Chris for that. Many thanks to Heldorado for sending me these links. And it's good to see Toker Dave Taprat, the host of The Rat, just jumped on. I'll talk to you more about him in a minute. And many thanks to Tommy Brewster. Go to TommyBrewster.com and check out more for Tommy. She's been a big supporter of my show, and it's always good to have Tommy on, as well as Lefty X, the host of LP Sides Only. And it's good to see you guys all. Toker Dave from Las Vegas has been on with us all night long, and that's pretty cool, man, and certainly appreciate everybody's support. And I want to remind you about Taprat's show. Like I was saying, he's on the chat board with us right now. He's got a show on every Tuesday from, I believe, 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time. And he plays a whole bunch of stuff, movies, Star Trek-related shows. And it's good to see John back with us. And don't forget to miss a night with a rat, if you can, with your host Taprat. And as I said, good to see John on the chat board. And many thanks to John's support of my show. And support him if you can. I know John's probably rolling his fucking eyes, because I haven't been on his show for quite a while. But I'm going to try to get on this coming Tuesday for sure. And it's good to see you on here, John. And I hope you get things taken care of with your ankle, man. It's good to see you on here. And many thanks to everybody. I'm going to end the show now with another three-song block. This is another band that was sent to me from the great Heldorado. The band's called Choke, and they're from the swamps of South Louisiana, I believe. And I'm going to play three songs from them. And again, the band is Choke. And as I said, that's pretty much my show for tonight. Many thanks for tuning in to my first show of the year, and I hope to have many more this coming summer. So I guess we'll talk to you as the year rolls on. So you all take care, and I'll talk to you next podcast. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com. Have a good week, everybody. We'll be right back.
latest trends on the MTV. Cause everything's gonna work out fine. Just stay high.
Make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has just what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter code POD149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.